Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Her name is Mrs. Henker. She sent us a red, cheerful-looking greeting card-sized envelope stuffed full of something and scotch tape for extra strength. Inside were dozens of death notices clipped from the newspaper, some of them yellow with age. The note said, "Kevin, you've made me do this. I've collected these for a long time." Recently, I had highlighted the obituary of P.J. James of Perryville. That's what she heard, and it said that he was a man of wisdom who once said, "He who dies penniless knows how to budget." So here are some of Mrs. Henker's prized obituaries she sent us. Joel Sidney Calamus died March of 2017. His obituary includes the line, "Joel leaves behind many people who love and will miss him dearly, friends for a lifetime, and more lady friends and romantic interests than we can afford to print." Judy Svetanix from August of 2013, she was the wife of the late Fire Chief Neil Svetanix. Her tribute ends with the line, "In lieu of flowers, Judy had requested that you take your family to dinner on the hill, go to Macy's and buy yourself something nice with a coupon, of course." Rick Buzz Beardsley's January 2014 obituary has a line at the end that says, "Please refrain from wearing scented products to the funeral home." I guess somebody of the survivors had a perfume allergy. John Robert Wood's obituary from July of 2018 was written by him in advance. "It disappoints me," he says, "to announce this, but if you're reading this, apparently I've passed on." Further down, he says, "To the doctors at the ICU who attended me, I would like to say thanks for nothing." James Thornhill Walsh died in March of 2009. And his obituary says, "He was present at Anheuser-Busch the night Prohibition ended to follow the first trucks to a local watering hole. An avid canoeist, he also loved to jump off bridges. He cherished sardine sandwiches with butter." Thanks to Mrs. Henker for sending those in. I used to clip obituaries myself at one time, and I couldn't find them in time to get my hands on the exact one, but my prize obituary was, "She was always first in line at garage sales." With a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.